So basically, we've got three different, I think everybody knows this, but we've got three different players. We got cities, and I think Robert and I will agree that cities within their corporate boundaries have incredible powers. As Scott talked about, since the constitutional amendment, I think 1912, where home rule cities can basically do whatever they want to within their corporate limits, I think that everybody agrees that they can, with the exception of what the statutes tell them they can't do. And then counties have a relatively small area that they have sole jurisdiction of, right? You got to be outside of corporate limits. You got to be outside of the ETJ. So in most of these urban counties we're talking about, that area is shrinking, okay? So for developers, the ones who primarily like that are those who want to create special districts, because there's an easier path to creating a special district when you're in the county and not in an ETJ. And I am not an expert on that. Ross Martin, who I see here, would be somebody who could go into that, but that is something that developers like to have. And then, so in some of these, there's different ways that the groups kind of power up, depending upon how active the county wants to get involved in protecting their turf, as we'll talk about in the city of McKinney versus county issues. And so the ETJ part, as you all know, can basically expands, right? It expands as populations of cities get bigger. It expands when corporate limits move. So that area that is not in corporate limits, not in ETJ, until you get out to, I'm from West Texas, you know, some areas out there, that it's shrinking and shrinking. And so the ETJ was created in 63.